Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. As always, we have the big bands and the great singers for you, and also a look at our lives from days gone by. And today we're altering the format a bit, something we do every once in a while. There won't be a showcase feature today. Instead, the entire program will be dedicated to the second weekend of May in 1945. And we're doing that to commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. It will have plenty of news stories and sound bites about the final days of the war in Europe. And of course we will have the countdown, the biggest hits from the second weekend of May in 1945. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we begin at number 10 on the Billboard Retail Sales Chart from this weekend in 1945. Here's the Johnny Long Orchestra with vocals by Dick Robertson and Francis Lane. My dreams are getting better all the time.
She smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? She looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed she'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold her tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago.
And though it's a dream, I never dreamed you'd ever say hello.
Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold you tight when the moonbeams shine.
My dreams are getting better all the time.
Dreams are getting better all the time. The Johnny Long Orchestra, the leader, 29 years old, from Newell, North Carolina, and the vocalist there, 42-year-old Dick Robertson, who was a star of the late 20s and 30s. And the female singer was Frances Lane. That was at number 10 this week in 1945. It would make it to number 3, the band's biggest hit. We've gone back 80 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, and 1 month earlier, the passing of the president.
This program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.
This is Don Fisher speaking to you again from Warm Springs, Georgia. This small southern community, which has been linked often with the name of the late President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, is wrapped tonight in the deepest shrouds of mourning. News of the humanitarian president's passing, which came so suddenly here this afternoon, has brought sincere grief to the hearts of these Georgians who had come to know him so well in his visits here during his tenure of the presidency.
Over the White House at Washington, the flag flies at half staff as a grief-stricken nation mourns the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States. Inside in the historic cabinet room, Vice President Harry S. Truman takes the oath of office as 32nd President, administered by Chief Justice Harlan Fisk Stone.
The world knows it has lost a heroic champion of justice and freedom. Tragic fate has thrust upon us grave responsibility. We must carry on. So that there can be no possible misunderstanding, both Germany and Japan can be certain, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that America will continue the fight for freedom until no vestige of resistance remains.
Harry Truman was now the President of the United States, and that was his first address to Congress. Before that, a clip from the United Newsreel, which said that Truman was the 32nd president. Back then, Grover Cleveland wasn't considered both 22nd and 24th. That was later changed, so Harry S. would become number 33. We also heard from Don Fisher of CBS in Warm Springs, Georgia, and also the breaking news bulletin on CBS delivered by John Daly, who would become best known as the host of What's My Line? Franklin Roosevelt died April 12, 1945, at the age of 63. Well, we get back to the countdown from this weekend in 45, and there was a tie at number 9. One of the records is Laura by the Freddie Martin Orchestra. There's the Freddie Martin Orchestra and Laura at number 9 this week in 1945. And the 38-year-old from Cleveland, nicknamed Mr. Silvertone, played the tenor sax there. And the other soloists, Jack Fina on piano and Eddie Stone violin. That would make it to number 6 on the countdown. Now the other record tied at number 9 on the Billboard retail sales chart this week in 45 was this one by Bing Crosby, Just a Prayer Away.
and it's just a prayer away. All I've dreamed and planned is there, and it's just a prayer. Where the skies look down on a friendly town filled with laughing children at play, where my heart will sing, for it means one thing, I'll be home at the close of each day. There's a happy land somewhere, and it's just a prayer away.
There's Bing Crosby along with the Ken Darby Singers, the Victor Young Orchestra, and Ethel Smith on organ. Just a Prayer Away, tied at number 9 this weekend in 1945, climbing the chart to a peak of number 4.
All people who appreciate the finer things always choose Pabst Blue Ribbon because it's the blended beer, full-flavor blended from never less than 33 fine brews. This process of full-flavor blending ensures the even goodness and sparkling quality that sets this famous beer apart. Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon has all the qualities that particular people look for in a beer. It's the most tingling, appetizing flavor that ever flowed from a bottle. So order it with confidence and serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ken Niles, the announcer for the Danny Kaye Show, telling us about Pabst Blue Ribbon here in the spring of 1945. Well, this was a brand new platter at the record store just released this week. It's by the Artie Shaw Orchestra. Featuring trumpeter Roy Eldridge, this is Little Jazz.
Thank you.
The post-war Artie Shaw Orchestra was a darn good one. That lineup was just as solid as the ones he had in the late 30s and then the post-Mexico early 40s outfit. And that was Little Jazz, the nickname of trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Roy had left Gene Krupa's band and had freelanced in New York before teaming up with Shaw. A couple other side men were Chuck Gentry on the baritone sax and Lou Fromm on drums. It's May of 1945, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane takes us back 80 years to May 1945. And on the best-selling records survey from that weekend, we're up to number 8. And there's 3 songs tied in that position. This one is a teaming up of the Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald. I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a 4-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a 4-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light, boy. Beginning to see the light, boy. Beginning to see the light. Now that your lips, they are burning on mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Tied at number 8 this week in 1945, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots. I'm beginning to see the light. That was heading up to number 5. Their third top 10 together. They had 2 number 1s back in late 44. Into each life some rain must fall, and I'm making believe. Now really, that was just a duet between Ella and Ink Spots lead singer Bill Kenney. Well, the lineup had been juggled over the last year or so. First of all, Charlie Fuqua was drafted. Bernie Mackey took his place, and Fuqua would return in October of 45. And tragically, Hoppy Jones died in October of 44 from a cerebral hemorrhage. His replacement was Herb Kenney, Bill's brother. Now, also gone from the outfit was Deke Watson. He and Bill Kenney clashed quite often. Kenney wanted to be the leader of the group, so he bought out Watson's share and pretty much fired Watson. So Deke went out and formed another outfit to compete against his old group. He called them the Brown Dots. And this was their new record here in May of 1945.
Let's give love another chance. Why break up our romance? Can you forget those yesterdays when everything looked so bright? It would be heavenly to me if only you were mine. This being away from you, I can't stand. Let's give love another chance. The plans we made were so precious to me. Why can't we be like we used to be? Please mend this broken heart of mine, and once again the stars will shine. Oh dear, I'd never let you go. Let's give love another chance. Let's give love another chance. Why break up our romance? Can you forget those yesterdays when everything looked bright? It would be heavenly to me if only once more you were mine. This being away from you I can't stand. Let's give love another chance. Honey, the plans that we made was so precious to me. Why can't we be just like we used to be? Would be heavenly to me. Only once more you were mine. Oh dear, I'd never let you go away. Let's give love another chance. Gee, baby, give love a chance.
Well, you've heard of a TV or radio show called a spinoff. Well, this was pretty much a spinoff musical group, the Brown Dots, led by former Inkspot Deke Watson, with her lead tenor Joe King, along with Jimmy Gordon and Pat Best. And that was a Deke Watson composition, Let's Give Love Another Chance. The Dots would later become the Four Tunes and had a string of R&B hits from the late 40s to the mid-50s. It's May 1945 on today's Seems Like Old Times. We mentioned earlier about the death of Franklin Roosevelt on April 12th, so he wouldn't get to see the Allies win the war. We were well ahead and looking to finish things off in Europe. A big day came April 27th.
President Truman has just announced that the Anglo-American and Russian armies have met in the heart of Nazi Germany. The juncture took place yesterday at 2 p.m. Eastern wartime at Torgau on the Elbe, 75 miles south of Berlin. Patrols had established contact the day before. The American 69th Division had the honor of enacting the historic meeting for our forces. President Truman issued a short 300-word statement. He said, in the main, the Anglo-American armies under the command of General Eisenhower have met the Soviet forces where they intended to meet, in the heart of Nazi Germany. The enemy has been cut in two. This is not the hour of final victory in Europe, says Mr. Truman, but the hour draws near.
A report from NBC, April 22, 1945, as the Allies from the East and the West had linked up, and they were putting the squeeze on Berlin. We get back to the countdown this weekend in 1945 with another record that was tied at number 8. It's the same song we heard a few minutes ago, I'm Beginning to See the Light, but done here by the Harry James Orchestra featuring Kitty Callan.
Thank you. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
One of the most popular girl singers here in 1945, that's Kitty Callan. She was singing with the big bands as a teenager, Jan Savitt, Artie Shaw, Jack Teagarden. Then in 1941, she joined Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, replacing Helen O'Connell, and had some big hits on duets with Bob Everly. But then when he left to go to the service, she got a gig with Harry James. And when the musician strike finally ended in 44, they were able to get back in the studio and recorded that one, I'm Beginning to See the Light. At number 8 this week, 1945, it peaked at number 4 on the sales survey, but it recently made number 1 on the radio chart, the 5th all-time for the Harry James Band. All right, let's get to the final of the trio, tied at number 8 on the countdown this week. Here's Woody Herman and Laura.
Thank you.
that was Laura, but she's only a dream.
For years, Woody Herman recorded on the Decca label, but he had left them for Columbia, and he recorded Laura in the first session with his new company. Now, the story goes that Woody was just going to do an instrumental, but Johnny Mercer had just finished putting lyrics to the tune, and Mercer taught them to Woody on their way to the studio. Pianist Ralph Burns did the arrangement, and featured was trombonist Bill Harris and saxophonist Flip Phillips, along with the leader at the microphone. Laura would top out at number 4 on the charts, but it would be a million seller for Woody Herman, the Milwaukee native who was just about to turn 32 here in the springtime of 1945. Which is where we've gone today on Seems Like Old Times. It Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to the second weekend of May in 1945. And we're on our way to the top of the Billboard sales chart from that weekend. And right now let's check out some other number ones. The sheet music that was getting the most buys was My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. The best-selling album was a collection from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. The top classical record this weekend was The Lord's Prayer by the operatic and concert baritone John Charles Thomas. The number one folk record, or what we'd call country and western, was Shame on You by Spade Cooley. And the number one race record, as it was called back then, which would become Rhythm and Blues, was Tippin' In by the Erskine Hawkins Band. Birmingham, Alabama, 30-year-old Erskine Hawkins and Tippin' In, one of the best sellers in May of 1945. The leader played that soaring trumpet and the sax solo from Jimmy Mitchell. We've dedicated our entire show to May of 1945 today. And as we get back to the news, we talked about how the Allies were on the verge of taking Berlin. Adolf Hitler had retreated to his bunker in January. By April 27th, Berlin was cut off from the rest of the country. Hitler knew the war was over and he wouldn't be taken alive.
This is John Thompson with Hodges' 1st U.S. Army. We have just heard the news here over our monitoring service that Adolf Hitler is dead. The announcement came in an official communique read over Radio Hamburg and stated that Hitler had personally selected Grand Admiral Dönitz as his successor. The Admiral then came on the radio, reported how sad he and the nation were, and said he was taking over, according to the Führer's wishes. He said they would continue the fight against Bolshevism, as Hitler had done, and that as long as the Americans and the British felt the way we did, the Germans would keep on fighting us too. It seemed like another Nazi attempt to split the forces fighting Germany by trying to appeal to the Allies separately to desert Russia.
John Thompson on the Mutual Network on May 1st, 1945. By the way, Thompson was the first correspondent to receive a Medal of Freedom. He also got the Purple Heart and won 9 battle stars as well. And they're reporting on the suicide of Adolf Hitler. And that assured everyone that the war in Europe would soon be over. And back here at home, one of the records we were playing, a little further down the chart, by the way, outside the top 10, was this one from Betty Hutton. Stuff like that there.
I was alone on the shelf in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. Tenderly I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovish, and baby, you done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it, there's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there.
Four-year-old Betty Hutton out of Battle Creek, Michigan, was one of the top movie box office draws here in 1945. And because of that screen success, she was one of the first artists to sign with Capitol Records. Stuff Like That There was at number 11 on the radio airplay chart, down from its high of number 4. A memento from 80 years gone by for This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our entire show is dedicated to May of 1945, and we're counting down the hits on the Billboard Retail Sales Chart. And here's a second appearance by Woody Herman, this time at number 7 with Caledonia.
Caledonia. Walk with baby, she's big feet. She's long, lean, lank, had nothing to eat. But she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
I love you just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia's your name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
Quite the versatile Woody Herman Orchestra, going from the Ballad of Laura to the hard swing and progressive sound of Caledonia. That was Woody on the vocals, and the trumpet solo toward the end was by Neil Hefti. He and Ralph Burns did the arrangement. That was at its peak of number 7 on the sales chart this week, but it would top out at number 2 on the radio survey. And now we're off to the movies. Let's see what was playing here in the spring of 45. Well, first the cartoons. Bugs Bunny is out to stop a train robbery in Hair Trigger, as we're introduced to Yosemite Sam.
This guy's one of them train robbery holdups.
Yeah, we must be Jesse James.
Jesse James? Ha ha ha! Phooey! Why, everybody knows me. I'm Yosemite Sam, the meanest, toughest, rip-roaringest, Edward Everett Hortonest hombre whatever packed a six-shooter.
And another new character in Life with Feathers, Sylvester the Cat.
Suffering succotash! Squab!
All right, a few new serial installments. Tarzan and the Amazons. Johnny Weissmuller, now with Brenda Joyce as Jane. And the latest Dr. Kildare, Between Two Women. Lionel Barrymore, Van Johnson, and Gloria DeHaven. For the dramas, there's Dillinger with Lawrence Tierney. The Unseen has Joel McRae and Gail Russell. Hangover Square with a recently passed Laird Krieger, also Linda Darnell and George Sanders. An all-star lineup in The Valley of Decisions featuring Greer Garson and Gregory Peck. A Medal for Benny with Dorothy L'Amour. And also playing A Picture of Dorian Gray.
On the day you finished this painting, I made a wish. Perhaps you would call it a prayer. My wish was granted.
You told me you had destroyed my painting.
I was wrong. It has destroyed me.
As the eyes of a devil.
Each of us has heaven and hell in it.
But if this is true, if this is what you've done with your life, it is far worse than anything that's been said of you.
Herb Hatfield and Lowell Gilmore in A Picture of Dorian Gray. Peter Lawford was in that as well, and he also starred in Son of Lassie with Donald Crisp and June Lockhart. Brewster's Millions has Dennis O'Keefe, and The Horn Blows at Midnight, Jack Benny and Alexis Smith. It didn't do well, but Benny would make jokes about it on his radio show for years. And for the musicals, there's Patrick the Great, the last film together for Donald O'Connor and Peggy Ryan, and Diamond Horseshoe with Dick Hames and the stunning Betty Grable.
could love me. I wish I knew. You place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hold? So don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do?
I knew Betty Grable from the motion picture Diamond Horseshoe, which was playing here in May of 1945. Well, that's it for hour number one. After the break, we'll have more from this weekend 80 years ago on Seems Like Old Times.